This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Children face violence and bullying at school all over the world, with one in every three students subject to attacks at least once a month, and one in ten a victim of cyberbullying, the UN said on Thursday. The warning from UNESCO, the UN Organization for Education, Science and Culture, based on 2019 data, coincides with the first International Day Against Violence and Bullying at School, including cyberbullying, on the 5th of November. In a statement, UNESCO Director General Audrey Azoulay described bullying as a blight that was neglected, minimized or ignored, even though it inflicted physical and emotional suffering on millions of children around the world. We all have a part to play in stopping violence and bullying in schools, she said, as UNESCO reported that child victims are more than twice as likely to miss school as those who are not frequently bullied. Warning also that cyberbullying is on the rise, the UN organization attributed this to the COVID-19 pandemic. More students than ever were living, learning and socializing online, and this heightened youngsters' vulnerability to bullying and cyberbullying, UNESCO added. The UN's top aid official in Cameroon has condemned a spate of recent deadly attacks on schools there. In a statement, humanitarian coordinator Mathias Nab highlighted repeated assaults on children, teachers and educational facilities in the mainly Anglophone northwest and southwest regions of the country. They've been attributed to non-state armed groups who've called on residents to boycott schools in the two regions. These acts are abhorrent and unacceptable, said Mr. Nab, who insisted that education is a fundamental right and that children should not be prevented from going to school. It should be a place of safety and learning, not fear, he continued, before appealing for an end to the incitement of violence against schools. His comments follow Tuesday's attack on a school in Kumbo by armed men who kidnapped 11 teachers and staff. On Wednesday at Kulu Memorial College in Limbe, teachers and children were tortured and facilities were damaged, while 9 children were kidnapped on their way to school but later released in Fundong. On the 24th of October, 8 children were killed at Francisca International Bilingual Academy in Kumba, prompting UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres to call on all armed actors to refrain from attacking civilians and to respect international law. UN-appointed rights experts have called for the immediate release of a Saudi women's activist amid concerns over her worsening health, appealing directly to King Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud. Activist Lujan Al-Hatoul has been refusing food since the 26th of October to protest against her prolonged detention. The situation is deeply alarming, the UN Women's Rights Committee said on Thursday, noting that the activist had addressed the forum in February 2018. 3 months after that meeting, she was arrested and has since been detained on national security grounds, partly based on her engagement with the Committee on the Elimination of Discrimination Against Women, it said, citing the charges against her. Before her arrest, Al-Hatoul was involved in promoting women's rights in Saudi Arabia, with campaigns calling for women to be allowed to drive and an end to male guardianship. The committee said that Saudi Arabia had given assurances in February that Al-Hatoul's trial would take place in March. However, the hearing has been postponed several times. Human rights defenders have the right to communication with the UN, and they should do so free from fear of retribution of any sort, the experts said in a statement. Daniel Johnson, UN News.